Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg Crew. Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez. Kellogg away today, and it's time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They're offering car loans up to 7 years and some loans as low as 1.9% APR. For all the details, visit pvcu.org.
She's got babies on the brain, but does Grandpa? Catherine McPhee. She and David Foster are now married, but that might not be what David sees in their future.
Is he a grandfather?
He's a grandpa at this point.
Okay. I'm pretty sure, I know he's like, a bit much older than she
well,
is. But.
Well, he's 69. She's 35.
Right.
She's just thinking about starting with kids. He's got 5 daughters from 4 previous marriages. They're all grown. I think some of them are even older than Catherine.
Right.
And I believe one of them might even have a child. So, you know.
So she wants to start a family. He wants to finish.
He kind of wants to be done. Yeah. But, I mean, he just knows how badly she wants one. So he's not totally against it.
Hmm.
And that's kind of why she wants to have children as soon as possible. So he can enjoy them before he gets too old. So
maybe I probably should have talked about that before they got married.
Yeah, that's something you think a conversation that should have come up before June 28th. Yeah, absolutely. So good luck to them.
Yeah.
Hope it all works out.
DinasDirt.com.
Who needs online dating when you have an ex to keep your love life on track? Yeah, as it turns out, Gwyneth Paltrow is the one who pushed Chris Martin to reconcile with Dakota Johnson. You know, she was married to Chris. They have kids together.
Yeah.
But according to Us Weekly, a source said Gwyneth is happy if Chris is happy.
Aww.
She only wants the best for him.
Nice.
And Chris and Dakota first started dating in December of 2017, and so a little less than 2 years ago. They broke up in June for a little bit, but they've been spotted together again in the last week or so. So, you know, maybe Gwyneth's got something going for her. She could be like the next, instead of Goop, she could just move on to something new and just be the next matchmaking company.
Yeah, like Moop.
Yeah, like Moop. Matchmaking for really, really rich people.
Yeah.
DinasDirt.com.
Congratulations to Brandon Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner's son, and his new girlfriend, Kaylee Stoker. They are expecting twins early next year.
Nice.
And the news came just days after Brandon and his ex-wife, Leah Felder, agreed to the terms of their divorce. So that's nice. Put that mess behind you so you can focus on the new diaper mess that'll be coming your way. These will be Kaylee's first babies, but Brandon already has a 4-year-old daughter, Eva. So I'm going to guess he's got some experience in the diapering
area. He knows what to do.
Yeah. We told you Jussie Smollett won't be returning to Empire. And now we know exactly how it's going to happen, story-wise. According to the CEO of Fox Entertainment, Jussie's character got married last season. He will be on his honeymoon.
Oh, okay.
That is going to be one long honeymoon.
Are they going to make something bad happen on his honeymoon so he can't come back or something?
Oh, I don't know. We were not given
those details.
I mean,
like, it's so proper. You know, he was on his honeymoon and he fell off a boat or something.
I don't know. Those might be the details they're keeping close to their chest, you know. And we'll have to wait until we have the shocking aha moment when we see it on the show.
Hmm.
And that's your Dirt at 640. Got more fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
94.7 WMAS. It's 739. With the Kellogg Crew, and we've got Dina's Dirt at the 40. It is being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Pioneer Valley Credit Union now offering car loans up to 7 years, and some loans are as low as 1.9% APR. For all the details, visit pvcu.org.
All right, well, it was a good thing Machete star Danny Trejo was nearby. He helped save a baby trapped in an overturned car yesterday in L.A.
My goodness.
Yes, Danny said he and a female bystander ran over to the car, and he said he couldn't get the baby out. He couldn't unbuckle the seatbelt. So this other woman got in from the other side. She undid the seatbelt. He was able to pull the baby seat out at that point from the other side. And the baby and the driver didn't have any life-threatening injuries, thankfully. But
yeah.
As for his heroic efforts, Danny didn't think much of what he did. He just said, everything good that has happened to me has happened as a direct result from helping someone else.
Wow.
So he must have done a lot of great things in life then.
Yeah, that's really cool.
You know, his career has been pretty awesome for him. So good to know he was standing by and jumped into action. reaction so quickly.
DinasDirt.com.
We heard reports that Wendy Williams was going to work out a deal to keep her soon-to-be ex Kevin Hunter on as her business manager.
Oh, yeah.
But it turns out that is not true. According to Ace Showbiz, Wendy says that is not happening. She said, the only business, I repeat, the only business me and Mr. Hunter are involved with is getting a divorce finalized.
Well, I kind of like that better.
She didn't even use his first name.
Oh.
She's like Mr. Hunter now. So, yeah, I'm glad to hear that. I just think she needs him completely out of her life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DinasDirt.com.
Resident Evil star Mia Jovovich has announced she's pregnant with her third child.
Cool.
Yes, she posted a picture of her bump on Instagram and saying that she found out she was pregnant 13 weeks ago. And this is a hard one for her, though. A little bit mixed feelings. She's worried because she's 43. That's the first thing she's worried about. The second thing is, a couple of years ago, she had a problem pregnancy, and around four and a half months she lost her baby, and the way it happened was very traumatic for her because it was, you know, it was losing a baby in itself is traumatic enough, but because of the way they had to terminate was very, very hard for her. And for any woman who's going through that, you know, that's not something you get over very quickly. And to know that she's sharing her experience with others may just help them get through it and let them know, like, you're not alone.
Yeah, it happens.
And it does. And, you know, like, our hearts go out to her and we wish her the best as she's getting ready for her third girl, from what we hear.
Nice.
Third girl.
DinasDirt.com.
According to Entertainment Tonight, Channing Tatum is... Hold on. Okay. Taking a break from social media.
You're going to be okay.
Because he thinks it's stifling his creativity.
It doesn't mean he's not going to ever show up in pictures.
I need new shirtless photos every day.
You can do that anyway.
He says it's basically stifling his creativity. He needs to be inspired again. And he doesn't feel very creative on social media in the last couple of years. So he says, I'm just going to be in the real world for a while and off my phone. And he said, yeah, he'll be back at some point, probably. But it'd have to be for the right reason. He says he wants a clear direction or point of view on why he's there and what he's putting out there. It's like the world just darkened a little bit more, you know?
I'm sorry.
Thought it was darker driving in this morning. Felt like it. That's your dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
94.7 WMAS. The Kellogg Crew at 842. And we got Dina's Dirt at the 40. It is being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They're offering car loans for up to 7 years and some loans as low as 1.9% APR. For details, visit pvcu.org.
All right, a lot of fans have been talking about Dakota Johnson's now closed tooth gap. All right.
And yeah, you talked about this yesterday, right?
Yeah, I was telling you about how her tooth gap just sort of miraculously disappeared and people just assumed she got it fixed. So, yes and no. The 50 Shades actress is sharing what really happened. Dakota was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and she revealed that she was just as sad about losing her gap as everyone else. And she said she had a permanent retainer in her mouth since she's been like 13.
Okay.
And she said it was glued to the back of her teeth, and she said she was having a lot of neck problems. So her orthodontist decided it would be a good idea to take it off and see if her jaw sort of expanded. And she said it helped me, and my gap closed by itself. I don't know if I buy that.
I mean, so she had a permanent retainer. If the retainer was supposed to separate teeth in a way to make it so, because maybe her teeth were growing too tight.
Yeah.
And you take it out and maybe it kind of closed it up.
Shorted, like the teeth shifted on their own.
Seems suspicious.
Maybe, yeah, I'm going to agree with you on this. Seems a little bit suspicious.
Okay, I guess we're in agreement.
DinasDirt.com.
Bachelorette fan favorite Tyler Cameron. He was a no-show in court on Tuesday. How could they expect him to free up his time? I mean, honestly, after The Bachelorette.
Sure.
And then Tyler gets asked out by Hannah Brown.
Oh, I saw that so much.
And they're spending time together. And then Gigi Hadid, they're spending time together.
Of course.
Yeah, no time for court.
Nah.
But why was he supposed to go? According to Sun Sentinel, back in May, Cameron pled not guilty to careless driving in his hometown of Jupiter, Florida, after he rear-ended a pickup truck and caused a second crash. So he was charged with some fines ordered to go back to school for driving. And so far, he hasn't paid the ticket or shown up to court. I'm really doubting he went back to driving school, too. So we'll have to see if his attorney's able to sort this out or if he is going to end up having to face the law after all.
DinasDirt.com.
All right, I'm about to out you, Lopez. Just when Lopez thought nobody was watching The Simpsons anymore. You and I had this talk the other day off
the
air.
We did. I didn't say no one.
You kind of did. You said, who watches The Simpsons anymore? I think that's what you said. So anyway, we now hear that Chrissy Teigen and John Legend will be guest starring on The Simpsons. Ha ha!
That doesn't mean people are going to watch
it. Sure they will. It's Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, and they'll be playing themselves in the episode.
They always do
that.
So
we don't know when that one's going to air, but the 31st season of The Simpsons will premiere September 29th on Fox. The 31st season, Lopez.
I know.
31st season.
I mean, I'm sure it does well enough to keep going. I'm
yeah,
just, it's not like...
Yeah.
I wasn't intending to be mean to people who still watch it. I was just...
You were just saying
not
that you didn't
as
think
hot
it was,
as it used to be.
Right, that's what it was.
I forget that it exists.
Now Chrissy Teigen and John Legend are going to make it so hot you're not going to be able to touch your
now
TV.
Now someone's going to call me and yell at me.
No one's going to yell at you. Beverly Hills 90210 premiered last night with the original cast lineup. Gabrielle Carteris, Jenny Garth, Brian Austin Green, Jason Priestley, Tori Spelling, and Ian Ziering. And the premise of the show was for them to play heightened versions of themselves. They were featured in this hour-long episode, the group flying off for the 30th reunion at a convention. And twice during the episode, they reference Luke Perry. Once indirectly at the convention center where they first reunite, and then again later on when they toast him on the plane. So at the very end, they showed a flashback clip of Luke Perry as his character, Dylan McKay. You know, he says, "Welcome to your dream come true." I thought it was like very touching. Like I teared up a little bit.
Aww.
Now, in the meantime, the rest of the episode... It was very difficult to understand, as there is reference to a lot of their real life, but then there's a lot of material that was scripted and not really real life, and it's a little hard to follow. So,
right.
You know, Tori Spelling's married, and she has the financial difficulties, but she's not married to Dean McDermott. She's married to the guy who used to play Henry on Charmed.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be like fake versions of their lives.
I don't know. It was really,
makes
really,
sense.
Really hard to follow. Was it worth the wait? Let's just say I feel like Fox owes me a nap today.
Wow.
That's all I'm going to say.
Ouch.
And there's your dirt at 840. You can get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.